Class 12th, Chapter 9, Ray Optics and Optical Instruments. Summary. Reflection is governed by the equation angle I is equal to angle R dash, and refraction by the Snell's law, sine I by sine R is equal to N, where incident ray, reflected ray, refracted ray and normal lie in the same plane. Angles of incidence, reflection and refraction are I, R dash and R respectively, and N is the refractive index of the medium. The critical angle IC for a ray incident from a denser to a rarer medium is that angle for which the angle of refraction is 90 degrees. For I greater than IC, that is the angle of incidence greater than critical angle, total internal reflection occurs. Multiple internal reflections in diamond, which has got a critical angle of 24.4 degrees, totally reflecting prisms and mirage are some examples of total internal reflection. Optical fibers consist of glass fibers coated with a thin layer of material of lower refractive index. Light incident at an angle at one end comes out at the other after multiple internal reflections, even if the fiber is bent. Cartesian sign convention. Distances measured in the same direction as the incident light are positive. Those measured in the opposite directions are obviously negative. All distances are measured from the pole or optical center of the mirror or lens on the principal axis. The heights measured upwards above x-axis and normal to the principal axis of the mirror or lens are taken as positive. The heights measured downwards are taken as negative. Mirror equation. 1 by V plus 1 by U is equal to 1 by F, where U and V are object and image distances respectively, and F is the focal length of the mirror. F is approximately half the radius of curvature. F is negative for a concave mirror and positive for a convex one. For a prism of angle A of refractive index N2 placed in a medium of refractive index N1, N2 by N1 is equal to sine A plus dm by 2 by sine A by 2, where dm is the angle of minimum deviation. For refraction through a spherical interface from medium 1 to 2 of refractive index N1 and N2 respectively, N2 by V minus N1 by U is equal to N2 minus N1 by R. Hence, the thin lens formula becomes 1 by V minus 1 by U is equal to 1 by F. So, the lens maker's formula becomes 1 by F is equal to N2 minus N1 by N1 into 1 by R1 minus 1 by R2, where R1 and R2 are the radii of curvature of the lens surfaces. F is positive for a converging lens, F is negative for a diverging lens, and power of a lens P is equal to 1 by F. The SI unit for power of a lens is diopter, and we must know that 1 diopter is equal to meter inverse. If several thin lenses of focal length F1, F2, F3 and so on are in contact, the effective focal length of their combination is given by 1 by F is equal to 1 by F1 plus 1 by F2 plus 1 by F3 and so on, where 1 by F is the net focal length. The total power of a combination of several lenses is given by P is equal to P1 plus P2 plus P3 and so on. Dispersion is the splitting of light into its constituent colors. Now, if we talk of the eye has a convex lens of focal length about 2.5 cm. This focal length can be varied somewhat so that the image is always found on the retina. This ability of the eye is called accommodation. In a defective eye, if the image is focused before the retina, we call it as myopia, a diverging corrective lens is needed. The same case if the image is focused beyond the retina, that is called as hypermetropia, a converging correcting lens is required. Astigmatism is cured by using cylindrical lenses. To calculate magnifying power M of a simple microscope, it is given by M is equal to 1 plus D by F in case the image is formed at the least distance of distinct vision, which is equal to 25 cm, which is denoted by D, and F is the focal length of the convex lens. If the image is at infinity, M is equal to D by F. For a compound microscope, the magnifying power is given by M is equal to M of eyepiece into M of objective. That is, the magnification produced by the eyepiece multiplied with the magnification produced by the objective, where magnification produced by eyepiece is equal to 1 plus D by FE, where FE is the focal length of the eyepiece. Also, we can say that approximately magnification is equal to L by F0 into D by FE in case the image is being formed at infinity, where F0 and FE are the focal lengths of objective and eyepiece respectively, and L is the distance between their focal points. For magnifying power M of a telescope, it is the ratio of the angle beta subtended at the eyepiece by the image to the angle alpha subtended at the eye by the object. So, magnification is equal to beta by alpha, that is equal to F0 by FE, where F0 and FE are the focal lengths of the objective and eyepiece respectively. So this was all for the summary of the chapter Ray Optics and Optical Instruments.